Lightning flashes and the jagged forks appear as crackles in a fresco depicting part of a stylized face. Icon. Searchlight beams shining up into blackness form a W. The Weinstein Company. Garish lights come into focus and appear on the ceiling of a cinema entrance. Green Street Films. A caption. Each year, over 21 million people receive general anesthesia. The vast majority go to sleep peacefully. They remember nothing. 30,000 of these patients are not so fortunate. They find themselves unable to sleep, trapped in a phenomenon known as anesthesia awareness. These victims are completely paralyzed. They cannot scream for help. They are awake. In a large office, a trophy fish hangs on a wall, along with several photographs. A picture shows a man and woman in deck chairs on a sunny day. A university certificate bears the name Jack Harper. A photograph of doctors smiling is amongst others in a frame. The Weinstein Company and Green Street Films presents a Deutsch Open City Films production. A film by Joby Harold. A man takes a frame from the wall. It's the one with the picture of doctors in it. He is one of them. Wearing a doctor's coat, he sits at a desk and gazes at the photographs.
People died. And you may think you can control when or where or how it happens, but you can't. When your number is up, your number is up. And there's nothing anyone can do about it.
In surgery, a patient's heart does not respond.
It's over, Jack.
The man, Jack Harper, is a surgeon.
I've lost patients before. I've seen them die on my table, under my knife.
I'm sorry, Jack.
But I've never lost a friend. I lost Clayton at 6:32 a.m. on Thursday, the first day of November.
Clayton is a handsome young man.
There's not much I can tell you about that day. I don't know if he woke up that morning thinking he might die. I only know the day started much like any other day. And that he was probably thinking of her.
Tears glisten in Jack's eyes. He's a handsome man with black hair and a neat moustache. Young Clayton Beresford, Clay, lies underwater in a roll-top bath with his eyes open. He occasionally lets out a breath, and bubbles rise to the surface. Hayden Christensen, Jessica Alba, Lena Olin, Christopher McDonald, Arliss Howard, Fisher Stevens, Georgina Chapman, Sam Robards, David Harbour, and Terence Howard. Clay looks thoughtful and blinks a few times. He leans up and sweeps his hands over his dark brown hair. Awake. Clay's pretty girlfriend Sam squats by the bath watching him. She smiles. She caresses his hand.
How are you doing under there?
Just thinking.
She sits on the edge of the bath.
What about? Wait, let me get... You were thinking about making love to me all morning and taking me out for a really big breakfast.
Close.
Yeah.
He sits up and kisses her.
Actually, I was picturing you soaking wet with all of your clothes
no.
on.
He pulls her into the bath and she lies in his lap. He cups her face in his hands, and they kiss passionately. Wearing shorts and a white vest top, she sits astride him, and they caress each other. Okay. Sam and Clay kiss hungrily. Later they stand side by side at the bathroom mirror. Sam brushes her teeth and Clay shaves his face.
That...
Oh.
Damn it.
All right. Hang on.
She grabs a tissue.
Tell me if it hurts, okay?
She dabs his chin.
Ah! You're such an asshole. Come here.
I didn't scare you, did I?
You did. There we go.
How's it look?
Feel it.
They kiss. Dressed for work, they walk through a spacious warehouse apartment.
Thank you.
He sips a coffee. Sam grabs her bag and her keys and opens the door.
You see my pager?
Yep.
She holds it up.
Hey, hang on. There we go. Thanks.
On the phone.
I don't care, Tommy. They open at 6, we open at 5, all right? There are jobs at stake, man. Just get it done. Then we'll talk to them at the Halloween thing tonight. Yeah, all right. I'll be in soon.
They drive along a street in a Volvo.
Got time for a little breakfast?
No, I can't.
You know, share a paper, trade sections.
Baby, I'm late as it is.
I don't even know what section you like, Clay.
Sam looks annoyed as she parks the car. Clay unbuckles and turns to her. She turns and looks at him sullenly for a moment. She cups her hand around the back of his head and kisses him.
I deserve my happily ever after, too.
I know you do. And I'm gonna tell her. Soon. I promise.
With a lipstick mark on his forehead, Clay smiles slightly.
Have a good day.
You too.
He gets out of the car and walks off down the street. Sam watches in the side mirror. Clay steps past stone columns and lets himself into a large townhouse. In a grand entrance hall, Clay puts keys in a bowl. At the bottom of a staircase, he looks in a mirror. He wipes the lipstick off his forehead with a hanky. He goes upstairs. Clay's mother, Lilith, lies awake on her side in bed. Clay goes and sits on the bed. He clasps her arm.
Good morning, Mom.
In a grand dining room, they eat breakfast. There's a portrait of Clay's stern-looking father on the wall. Clay and Lilith walk into the headquarters of Beresford Capital.
Don't forget we're meeting the warden, too.
I can't do two. I'm meeting with Dr. Harper this afternoon.
Just be there. These Japanese companies are ruthless. We have to close this merger.
On a key.
Is this about your old man? Is it about him?
Jesus, I'm not going through this again, Jack.
Honestly, he would want you to tell her.
No, my father would want me to stop fishing in the middle of the day and go back to work. All right, if he knew what I was doing with Sam, he'd disown me lying to my mom like this. He'd throw me in the fucking river.
I want you to take a good look around you, Clay. You own half of this city. You're creating jobs, you're saving companies. I think you've more than filled his shoes, you know?
My dad's feet were 4 sizes bigger than mine, Jack. I can't even fill his socks. Look, I got the rings, didn't I? I got the license.
No. It's not that difficult. You set a date, and you just do it.
Yeah, it's not that easy either. I mean, marriage.
Look, she's your mother. You tell her... And I swear to you, she'll be happy.
You don't know my mother. Listen, thanks for the fishing lesson. I'm leaving, all right?
All right, man. Well, just come on with me.
At a hospital.
You know how many bullshit malpractice lawsuits there are in this country? I mean, hardworking doctors trying to...
Yeah, we can go through this again, Jack.
Well, look, I've got...
4, yes, I know. All for trying to save people's lives. It's a disgrace.
Well, you know why they sue us?
I have a very busy day.
Please. It's because they don't know what to do with their grief. It's because people need someone to blame. It's because of patients like you who cannot accept the facts.
In an operating room.
Come on in. Get acquainted. Let out.
Because you're my friend.
I'm your doctor.
Clay half smiles as he hands his coat and scarf to Jack. Jack points at the operating table.
Get comfortable.
Clay lies down on the operating table. Jack stands looking down at him.
How's it feel?
Not so bad.
These, Clay, are the facts. When I open up your chest and remove your heart, it is a very real possibility that you will die right here on this table. And if the transplant is successful, There is a 50% chance that you'll be dead in 10 years.
The clock's ticking.
So it's tough love today, huh?
You think this is a joke?
Jack holds up a scalpel.
Look at that. Hold it. That's surgical steel. 1/100 of an inch thick. That thing will slice through you as if you weren't even there. Picture it, Clay. Picture the incision.
Clay imagines.
Imagine what it will be like. I need you to be ready. I need you to be prepared. You get your house in order just in case. Tell your mother, marry a girl and live your life. You might not have much of it left. Okay.
A doctor comes in.
Jack, saddle up.
Wait, I thought we didn't have anything until later.
Nah, Reardon's cabbage from this morning is in the ICU bleeding. He took off for the fucking vineyard, so,
Hey, Clay.
How about letting us have all your money so that we could retire? You wouldn't mind doing that, would you?
No, you know me. Go ahead. Take it all.
What a guy.
Remember what I said, Clay. No regrets.
Jack.
The clock's ticking.
Jack, what are you doing? Let's go, Jack. Come on.
Clay leaves the hospital.
Promise me you'll kiss me all over.
Well, I've got a big Halloween party tonight, but how about I sneak out after?
What's wrong with right now?
Well, I can't.
I know it's daylight and all, but I missed you.
You look beautiful, Sam.
I do?
Yeah, you do. I should tell you that more often.
Clay walks past Sam, whose smile fades.
What's wrong?
I'm sorry. I didn't know she was gonna be here, all right? If I turn around, she'll see.
This is getting boring, Clay.
Uh-huh. We're gonna have to discuss this merger later.
I feel sick.
Clay gets in a limo.
You're not supposed to make me feel sick.
With Lilith and a bald man.
I thought you'd run off and left me. You remember Dr. Meyer, don't you?
Hello, Clayton. Good to see you again.
We've already been through this. Dr. Harper's my surgeon. I've already told you.
No, but Jonathan leads the field. Remember?
Yeah, well, like I said before, I have a surgeon.
Now, I know he's been on the donor list for a year, Lilith, but that's completely normal for his type. O negatives like you and your son always wait a little longer. It just means you're special, that's all.
Excuse me.
I don't
Although,
think you listen to what I'm saying. He has a cardiomyopathy of undetermined etiology.
Hey, I'm sitting right here. You want to talk about me? Talk to me.
Clay.
It's fine. You and Dr. Harper have obviously become friends. He was on call when you had your first attack. He saved your life. I get the attachment, really. I do. But your mother and I have been friends for 15 years. My hands have been inside presidents. Don't you think I might at least deserve the time of day?
You want to be operated on by the best surgeon possible. Don't you, Clay?
Clay stares at them.
Good. And let's talk about the party tonight.
Clay's at his desk.
No. Now see, that is where you're wrong. I just don't see the growth in leadership. That's why this whole bearish for capital business scares me so much. Now look, are my numbers wrong here? Because if the Shimotomo merger does not go through soon, then that entire firm is in a lot of trouble.
Well, that doesn't matter. Look, I'm telling you, Beresford better stay away from Shimotomo. They're gonna smile at your face, and then they're gonna stab you in the back. These guys are dangerous. Trust me, I've seen them do it. Anybody who gets into business with them is really asking for trouble. Clay Beresford better know what he's
so
doing.
So they need you
out
there.
Be swimming with sharks.
Thank you.
At the party.
My daughter Tanya and my wife.
Wearing a military uniform, Clay walks through the party.
Happy Halloween.
Clay kisses a woman's cheek. Some people wear Halloween costumes. Clay shares a smile with his mother, Lilith, who has come dressed as a nun. A guy dressed as Dracula turns to Clay.
Oh, here he is. Whiz Kid of Wall Street, Barron's Man of the Year at 22, Clayton Beresford Jr. Sir, I'd like you to meet Mr. Inamito and Mr. Waturi. They're with our friends at Shimotomo. They're here to check up on you. They know about your condition.
Mr. Waturi would like for you to know how much respect he had for your father, Mr. Beresford, who was quite a businessman.
Yes, he was. Arigato.
Mr. Waturi would also like to know how you're feeling today.
Well, you'll have to tell Mr. Baturi that I feel fabulous. Please also tell him that I'm ready to cut to the chase whenever he is.
Clay walks with them.
In the last 8 quarters alone, we bought and nurtured over 600 companies. We donate 80 million charitable dollars per annum. We provide over 16,000 jobs. Mr. Waturi, my heart may be weak, but my mind is strong. And the only thing you need to worry about is which one of our 17 Nagata sakes you'd like to enjoy with your dinner.
Clay steps closer to Mr. Waturi. They both nod, smiling. A card game.
You're a ridiculous person, you know that? I don't know how you say that with a straight face. I mean, it's ridiculous.
I'm serious this time. Let's just leave the country, you know? Go to China. Try our luck on the black market.
Why don't we just go outside? We'll grab some random person off the street, drag him in here, you know?
Sounds good to me. Drag him in or cut him open.
Clay smiles.
Hey, whatever it takes, right?
You worry too much, you know that?
Oh.
They'll find me one. It just takes a little time, that's all. You're not gonna like this.
He lays down his cards.
Straight to the king.
Oh, nice hand. Boat. Jack's a race.
Are you kidding me? Again?
Come on, you're my son. Can't hide anything from your mother. I think I need to go upstairs.
Holding a drink, she goes over and gives him lots of kisses on his cheek.
Don't stay up too late.
Sitting in front of a computer, Clay toys with two wedding rings.
Beresford Capital opened higher today after their announcement of the Dirasonic acquisition over the weekend. This bodes well for the New York-based company, especially since continued merger discussions with the Shimotomo Corporation have left investors feeling anxious. The Japanese government's investigation into the Shimotomo family's alleged links to organized crime were well documented last quarter, and with that merger still in question, the Dirasonic acquisition will go a great way to calming investors' concerns that Beresford was playing with fire. Still,
in Lilith's room,
thought you might like a little drink.
Oh, maybe one. Thank you. You're up late. Something on your mind?
Gotta get my family time in now. You know, before some smoothie whisks you away.
Yeah, right. Like that's gonna happen.
I don't know. I think maybe somebody had a little baby crush on Dr. Nair. I saw the way you were looking at him.
I don't need anyone else. I got you, Clay, remember?
So I closed Lambert today. That means we get a hold of Mector, too. That's 2,000 new jobs guaranteed, plus new housing.
Do you remember him, Clay?
He puts her necklace in a jewelry box.
I remember bits.
Like what?
He died at Christmas.
Come on, don't you remember anything else?
Sure, he was wearing a Santa suit and he fell down the stairs.
I mean, from when he was alive, Clay.
A brief flashback.
I remember he smiled a lot.
Sam walks in holding a clipboard. She knocks on the doorframe.
Sorry to interrupt, Mrs. Beresford. Door was open.
What?
I just need your signature. I know it's late, but I want to get this out tonight.
Of course, Sam. Thank you.
The Edmund thank yous are done. Your table's locked for the benefit, and I put you down for the roast beef. I know it's your favorite.
You're too good to me, Sam.
Sam shoots a look at Clay.
Well, if that'll be all, I should be heading home. Good night, Mrs. Beresford. Night, Mr. Beresford.
With a polite smile, Sam goes. Clay looks conflicted. Clay hurries downstairs and out of the house. It's pouring with rain. Clay puts up an umbrella and follows Sam, who looks morose.
Sam!
She keeps walking.
Sam!
I'm tired, all right? I just want to go home. Actually, fuck it. You got me hiding my engagement ring, Clay. What is wrong with you?
You come under the umbrella.
No. I've been engaged for 6 months. No one even knows I'm dating anyone. Do you have any idea how that makes me feel?
I'm sorry.
I mean, if you won't even acknowledge me, how do I...
I'm sorry, okay?
For Christ's sake, Clay, what are you doing? You can't be in the rain.
Will you come inside so we can get warm?
She stares at him.
But she'll see.
Clay nods and Sam brightens slightly.
Sure?
Unless you'd rather stand in the rain.
Sam smiles and steps under the umbrella.
I should have done this a long time ago.
She's not gonna like it.
Come on.
Back at the house, Lilith stares at Sam angrily.
I trusted you in my home, Samantha. How could you come in here and sneak around?
Please.
Clay, she lied to me to my face. She's a liar.
I can't stay here forever.
I'm not asking you to. Just wait a bit. Get to know each other first.
We've been together for a year.
Then wait till you're a little older.
How old were you when you got married?
It's different. I was too young. Clay, you got your whole life ahead of you.
Do I?
Lilith steps up to Clay with a pleading expression.
If you walk out that door, you made a choice.
You're making it for me.
Clay looks at Lilith coldly and walks out with Sam. Lilith looks devastated. As they walk down the steps in front of the house, Clay falters. He looks out of breath.
Sam, wait.
Oh God, okay.
He sits.
Nope.
She finds pills.
Here we go. Look what we've got here.
She tips some out.
All right, sweetie. All right, open up, honey. You okay? I'm so sorry. I just needed to be acknowledged, that's all. I'm gonna go away and leave you two alone, okay?
Marry me.
What?
Tonight, right now. Marry me tonight.
But it's the middle of the night.
I don't want to wait anymore. We've waited long enough.
He holds her face in his hands and they kiss. Clay's with Jack outside of church.
The minister is on his way and he's bringing his wife as a witness.
How the hell did you pull that one off?
Triple bypass last June. I'm calling in the faith.
You're a good best man, Jack. Thank you.
Okay, hold
on. No.
Come
we
on,
had this
please,
conversation.
Please, Clay, I am pulling 80 hours a week, man. I've got to drag these little moments out any way I can. Just one, okay?
You got to take the lens cap off first.
Okay, hold on. Just one.
Jack takes a photo.
Oh, man, look at that. An actual smile.
Jack smiles and they hug each other.
So proud of you.
In church.
Samantha Jane Lockwood.
I, Samantha Jane Lockwood.
Take you, Clayton Beresford Jr.
Take you, Clayton Beresford Jr.
To be my lawful wedded husband.
To be my lawful wedded husband.
To have and to hold.
To have and to hold.
From this night forward.
From this night forward.
For better, for worse.
For better, for worse.
For richer, for poorer.
For richer, for poorer.
In sickness and in health.
In sickness and in health.
Till death do us part.
Till death do us part.
Tears roll down Sam's cheeks as she gazes at Clay and smiles. Back at the warehouse apartment, she pushes him against a wall and they kiss passionately. They take off their coats and flop onto the bed, Clay on top of Sam. They kiss, and she unbuttons his shirt.
Clay, whoa. Whoa, what are you doing?
What do you think I'm doing?
What is...
She pulls his pager from his trousers.
Clay.
She smiles inquiringly.
They're the only ones with the number.
Holy shit.
She kisses him again.
I love you.
I love you too.
She pulls his shirt off him. Later, they both walk into the hospital. Seeing Jack and another doctor, they smile.
There he is, the man of the hour.
And what took you two so long? Sam, this is Dr. Putnam.
Hello, nice to meet you. I've heard a lot about you. Clay's a lucky man.
I am.
A woman drops papers.
Sorry.
You'll have to excuse Penny. She's knocked them around here. Walk on the other side of the road over there, okay?
Sorry, Penny. Sorry I'm late. Had a hard time getting a sitter. Penny Carver, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too. Sorry about him.
Oh, it's all right, we're used to it by now. So, DC, gunshot to the head, O negative, perfect cross match. Pat will be here in 2 hours.
And your mother's here.
What? Wait, she's here?
Mm-hmm.
Well, she's on the call sheet.
Lilith is with Dr. Jonathan Nyer.
You certainly took your time. Dr. Nair is performing this transplant across town. Would you please clear it with administration?
Actually, I'm staying right here.
What?
Hello, Jonathan.
Jack, you two know each other?
Of course. Dr. Jack Harper, head of Cardiovascular University Medical. 2 mortgages, 2 ulcers, 2 ex-wives.
You sound like my ex-wives.
You still fishing in the East River, Jack?
Well, some of us just don't have the time to make it to the North Shore every weekend.
Clay, this man has 3 malpractice suits against him. 3. I checked.
4. I think it's 4, right, Jack?
Jack half smiles.
You think this is funny?
Clayton, this time next year, I'll be Surgeon General. I write textbooks on this procedure.
Really? That's great. I sure hope you've read them, Jack.
Will you excuse us for a minute?
Lilith takes Clay aside.
Look at me. Look at me. This isn't about her. I'm not risking your life on some second-rate doctor.
He's my friend, Mother. I trust him. I really wish you'd start trusting me.
I'm sorry, darling. The answer is no.
I wasn't asking for your permission.
He kisses her and leaves her looking stunned. Wearing a white gown, Clay is wheeled along a hospital corridor by Jack. Sam walks alongside, and Jack stops.
All right, I'm gonna leave you guys for a minute, okay?
Thanks, Jack.
Sam squats down and holds Clay's hand. He looks at her wedding ring and smiles.
Looks nice. Does it fit?
Quite a night we're having, huh?
I'm scared shitless.
I know, me too. But hey, you know what? As soon as you get out of here, we're gonna start from scratch. Get a little house on the beach. Do it right, you know? Chase seagulls, what do you say?
He gently strokes her hair.
As soon as you get out, I'll be right here.
He nods.
My new heart will love you as much as my old one.
She looks down sadly and gives him a lingering kiss on the lips. She stands and clutches his hand a moment longer.
Okay, lovebirds. We gotta go.
All right.
Jack wheels Clay away.
I'll see you soon. Wife.
She smiles sweetly.
Say that again.
Wife.
Clay holds out his arm and touches the wall as Jack wheels him along. Lilith walks along a corridor looking fraught. She goes up to a vending machine. Lilith digs in her bag for coins and finds some. She puts a couple in the slot. Sam is sitting nearby in a waiting area. She looks towards the vending machine and sees Lilith pushing a button.
Sometimes you have to hold the button down for a while to get it to work.
Lilith stands staring at the machine.
I don't need your help.
Lilith presses a button and holds it in. Something drops down and she looks at it. Clay is in the operating room. Another doctor walks in. They all wear blue scrubs.
Guys, I'm Dr. Lupin. Call me Larry. I'd shake hands, but, you know.
Who is this? What's going on?
I don't know.
Your colleague, Fitzpatrick, got laryngitis. They called me from St. Matthew's.
I thought Fitzpatrick was going to be here.
Yes, me too, but we have Larry now. The players may have changed, but the game is still the same. We've been together a long time, sort of like a little family. This is Dr. Putnam.
I understand. It's a pleasure, Doctor. How's the patient feeling?
Okay. Everything all right?
Just fine, Clay.
Hey, Penny.
I'll see you in a few hours, okay?
He nods.
All right.
Okay, Clay, this is it.
Mm-hmm.
You just relax, all right? The next time you see me, this is all gonna be over.
See you soon.
Jack clasps Clay's hand and nods to Dr. Larry Lupin.
Be gentle with him, okay?
Larry puts a mask over Clay's nose and mouth.
Okay, just gonna give you a little oxygen here. Larry asked you if you had anything to eat or drink in the last 4 hours.
Yeah.
And you've had general anesthetic before?
Mm-hmm. Good. I read your pre-op assessment and came up with a nice little cocktail. A little
induction agent, you're gonna like this.
Larry inserts a syringe into a tube in Clay's arm.
I got that.
He injects the anesthetic.
My God. Yeah, that's him, all right. Go ahead and count back from 10 for me, will you?
10. 9. 8.
Liquid drips into a tube. Clay's eyelids flicker closed. In his mind's eye, he sees Sam walking along a sandy beach. She looks round at him.
All right. Just let yourself go. Just let yourself drift away.
Clay continues to think to himself.
Off you go. Okay.
Let's get going.
I'm ready. Let's do it.
Hey, Larry, what'd you use here? Dazzling? Fentanyl? Yeah, a little pecoronium chaser.
God, I wonder what the scar's gonna look like.
Clay's chest is shaved.
Don't you guys see shaving cream?
Getting better.
Antiseptic is painted onto his chest.
That's freezing.
What's going on, a little thick? Did you mix this?
Twice, it's hot.
What is that? That stinks. God, aren't I supposed to be out for all of this? How long does it take for this stuff to work anyway?
How does he look, Larry? Everything okay?
Sleeping like a baby.
Yeah, right.
Is he good to go?
Jack, you ready?
Ready as I'll ever be.
Wait.
Be all yours.
Am I supposed to be asleep right now?
All right, let's get the drapes on.
Hold on.
So you live in the city, Larry?
Guys,
yeah,
I can still hear you. Am I supposed to be able to still hear you?
Yeah, a couple years now. She's a bit.
Wait, something's wrong.
Give me another drape right here.
No. Something's definitely wrong, Jack. Listen to me, I can feel that.
Don't tell me.
I can still hear you.
Nah, Nick's all the way.
Okay, I'm still awake. Just stop.
Fine.
Oh, come on, look at the machines. All right, I'm not under yet. Look at the fucking monitors.
Everyone. You okay to go?
Jesus, this isn't fucking happening.
Scalpel?
Move something, do something, Clay. Move an arm, move a finger, move. Come on, open your eyes. No.
Jack makes a long incision down Clay's chest. Clay lies still with tape over his closed eyes.
Do you have blood in the room?
Yes, we have 4 units.
We gotta get this thing sharpened.
Jack, please, oh God.
I'm having a hard time getting through.
Come on, Clay.
Seth.
You're gonna be okay.
One.
Just hold on.
Two.
Everything's gonna be okay.
Jack uses a saw to cut open Clay's chest.
It's just pain. It doesn't hurt. It doesn't fucking hurt. Come on, Clay, focus. Get the fuck out of this fucking room. Think about something else, okay? Anything. Just think about Sam, okay? Just get back to Sam. Sam, help me.
He imagines Sam smiling.
Ready?
That's it.
Mom.
That's it. Just focus on her.
Mom.
Just focus on her. Just forget about the pain.
Okay, Penny, take it. You got it.
Clay, just remember.
Okay, Bovi, please.
Remember everything. Every detail.
Wow. Hey.
That's right. That's it.
This place used to be a speakeasy.
No, you didn't.
Just focus. Focus on her.
He sees his father.
No. What?
His father's death.
No. Oh, shit.
Of the Lord to lay Clayton Beresford to rest.
Come on, Clay. Concentrate. Remember something else.
Clayton.
And a loving father.
Clayton, are you paying attention? If it is made manifest by the third...
No. Forget about them, right? They can't help you now.
To the newest hotshot on the street, his father's son.
No, Clay, fuck. Get back to Sam.
We have a massive heart attack, possible MI.
Yeah. Come on, Jack, get me back to Sam.
What's your name?
I need your help.
Clayton! Stay with my voice, pal. Fine, okay?
Wait. What the fuck?
Okay, open him up nice and wide.
Okay, it's happening again. Okay, it's fine. Just control it like before. You can do this. Here we go. Come on, man. Just swallow it.
Oh, wait.
As he remembers, his chest is opened with a clamp.
Follow my voice, pal. We got you. Stay right with me, okay? Follow my voice.
Jack looks at Dr. Putnam.
There goes a rib.
Oh, that's gonna hurt tomorrow.
Shh.
Sorry, Clay.
Hey, you better be fucking sorry. Fucking asshole. Okay, it's over. They're through. They're all the way in now.
I got it.
Yeah, all right. Just relax. The worst is over. Jack's got you. Yeah, he's gonna take care of you, all right? Just like he always does.
Have a seat.
Yeah, let him help you, Clay.
But I kind of like to do a follow-up with someone after I've saved their life. You don't feel grateful or anything, do you?
Get me to Sam, Jack.
We're gonna need a transplant.
You tell me, you're the doctor.
You do much fishing? What do you do as a billionaire? You just sit around and eat shrimp?
You always keep your cell on, and that would be it.
Okay.
Isn't that fun?
You did it, Clay. You're back.
I get here. On that, it'd be Clay. Awful table manners, always late. You'll get used to it.
Look at me.
Clay remembers meeting Sam in an office.
Oh, holy shit. I'm sorry. This is embarrassing. I thought you were at your office.
I need your help, Sam.
I came in to,
I need a place to hide, okay?
So, nice to meet you, too. My name's Sam.
There we go, Clay. You see? Just let her take you away. Go all the way back to the beginning.
We're going to where the other half lives.
They ride the subway.
Let me guess. Never been on the subway before.
Clay smiles at Sam.
Never been to Brooklyn either?
To be perfectly honest, never.
Wow. Oh. You really shouldn't be smoking these things.
I'll be with you soon, Sam.
It's not good for you.
No matter what happens, I'll be with you soon.
Sam and Lilith sit in the waiting area.
Miss, Ramos?
They're ready for you.
Room 5, right down the end of the hall, on your right.
Holding a bunch of files, the young orderly sits and looks at Sam, smiling. Preoccupied, she looks down.
Hi, how you doing?
Hey.
Can I help you with something?
She shakes her head.
Haven't I seen you around?
She shows him the engagement and wedding rings on her finger.
Guess not. Sorry.
Lilith looks over at Sam.
You have 2 rings on your finger.
What was that?
Why are you wearing 2 rings, Sam?
Sam stares at Lilith, startled.
When?
Sam shrugs.
Just before you got the call.
Lilith's shaken.
Lilith.
Lilith fiddles with playing cards. Penny brings a container into the operating room and takes out the donor heart.
We need all those extra nurses anyway, huh?
Well, I'm sick of the cutbacks. I mean, how can they ask us to do this with 5 people?
Yeah, you want to clamp that?
The heart is put on ice.
Oh, that's good, Miss Shin.
I've got it.
Heart came early.
Yeah. There she is. Thanks, Penny.
Clerk.
Look at her. She's a beauty. As a lucky man.
Oh, by the way, I've got 2 tickets to the Knicks 3rd row tonight, Penny. Any interest?
No, thanks.
What, is it too American for you?
We're halfway home, Sam.
Clay remembers.
See where you live?
The new heart's already here.
That's you, right there.
They're gonna put it in soon.
Not that far away from each other after all, are we, Clay?
Come with me. I want to show you something.
God, I miss you.
Sam sits on her bed.
Stay with me.
She takes off her shoes.
Just stay.
We're almost there, Sam. We're almost there.
In the operating room.
How are we doing, Penny?
He's looking good. He's stable.
What about you, Jack? You want to go to the Knicks tonight? It might be good for you. Take the edge off.
I hate the Knicks.
Jesus, what is wrong with you people? I got 3rd row.
Sam drops her bag and pill bottles fall out. As she collects them, she sees Lilith watching.
Vatalol, Nalapril, Digoxin. He likes me to carry him around. I lift it up to him, he'd be popping them like M&Ms. You'd OD on these things, you know. Can't say I'll miss them. A lot of cute purses I haven't been able to use over the last year.
Lilith looks thoughtful.
I didn't know you did that. That you carried his meds around.
Sam considers for a moment, then frowns and looks at Lilith.
I tried not to like him. I honestly did. Lilith, I know how much he means to you.
What do you want from me, Sam?
I want you to tell him that he's as good as his father.
I want you to tell him that it's okay to love me. And I want you to tell me that it's okay to love him back. He's already lost one parent. He can't lose another. He needs you. I'm not a bad person. I mean, if you could just give us your blessing.
Okay, just stop talking. Just make sure he takes his meds and stop talking.
What?
He has terrible allergies, did you know that? Especially in the spring. Grass and flowers.
Sam hugs her.
And don't think this means I'm gonna be visiting every week. Okay, let go. All right.
Larry observes the operation.
Still sleeping like a baby.
Yeah, why don't you take your little break, Larry? We've been at this for a while. They've got a soda machine in the waiting room.
Really? Because I do have to make a call.
Sure, go ahead. You got at least 20 minutes. We don't need you for a while.
Well, thanks, guys.
Sure.
Thanks a lot.
Pickups, needle driver.
Peanut.
Hey, if you need somebody to go with you tonight to the game.
Larry gives a thumbs up.
Thanks, Larry.
Dr. Putnam glances at the door as Larry goes out. Jack puts his tools down and steps away from the operating table.
Jack, what's the matter? You all right?
Jack has his back to them.
I don't know if I can do this.
What is the problem?
Fitzpatrick is the problem. He screwed us. This guy's been watching everything I do.
Oh, come on, Jack. Larry's an idiot. He doesn't know what's going on.
No, it's like he's been sent here to spy on us. I think they found out that we've been pushing Clay down the donor list.
What? Did you smell his breath, Jack? He's not a spy. He's a drunk. He's probably in there right now in the bar, topping himself
hey.
Off.
Hey, would you just be quiet? He could be back any second.
Okay, then go stand guard. Go on. Now, and find out what happened to Fitzpatrick.
Penny reluctantly goes.
Hey, Jack, do not get paranoid. No one knows.
I started this thing, and I swear to God, I will end this. I am not going to jail.
Wait. What? No one's going to jail. Look, let's inject the heart, put it in, and end this thing, okay?
What the fuck?
Nobody's onto anything. We are in the clear. We're gonna kill this guy, and then we're gonna go get a fucking martini, okay? By the time Larry walks back in here, he'll be toes up on the slab downstairs.
You gotta be fucking kidding me.
He knows something's going on.
Just wanna be on bypass before Larry gets back.
I don't get no arguments there.
You gotta stand up. You gotta stand up, Clay.
Let's just keep going and get
take
this
the tape off your eyes. Take that shit out of your throat.
The only
and
way
wake
I can figure
up.
Anything out is if we suddenly stop the procedure happening.
That's it. There you go. You can do it. Just open your eyes, Clay. Open your eyes.
Clay appears to be conscious and pulls the tape off his eyes. He has a tube sticking out of his mouth. He looks around woozily. He reaches his hands either side of the clamp holding his chest open. He then grabs the tube, sits up, and yanks it out of his mouth. Clay's spirit self gasps and climbs off the operating table. He pulls the tube off his arm. With an unmarked chest, he stands staring at his body lying on the operating table.
I'm not kidding with you.
Hey, will you help me with these stitches, please?
I'm too young to go to jail right now, and this ain't even worth it.
We're fine, Jack.
Clay walks out.
All right, now think. You know how many bullshit malpractice lawsuits there are in this country?
Think, Clay.
Hardworking doctors, that's just...
Yeah, gonna go look closer.
You know how many I got?
Four. Yeah, I know. There's gotta be a way out of this, all right?
I'm trying to save people's lives. It's a disgrace.
You're gonna be okay. You're gonna be all right.
You know why they sue us?
You're not gonna die.
A payphone.
Oh, sorry. They called me out of nowhere. I'll make it up to you, I promise.
On the phone, Larry swigs from a hip flask. Sam and Lilith.
You know what? I'm gonna try and find out what's going on.
Yeah.
Okay? Well, sit tight. I'll be right back.
Sam walks up to two doctors. Larry listens.
Hi. Excuse me. I was wondering if you knew the status on the heart transplant patient.
Mr. Beresford?
Yeah.
I'll call you back. He's doing just fine. We're taking good care of him, don't worry. Everything's going according to plan. Really? I just came from there.
Sam sees his hip flask.
What is it?
You're not a doctor at this hospital. I mean, you don't work here, do you?
I'm Dr. Larry Lupin. Pleasure to meet you. Mr. Beresford's anesthesiologist.
Will you excuse me a minute?
Clay's spirit walks into the operating room and witnesses an earlier conversation.
Fitzpatrick, got laryngitis. They called me from St. Matthews.
Oh, I thought Fitzpatrick was going to be here.
Yes, me too, but we have Larry now. The players may have changed, but the game is still the same.
God, look how fucking obvious.
It's like a little tight family.
I understand.
This is Dr. Putnam.
Pleasure. How's the patient doing?
Okay. Everything all right?
I don't get it, Jack.
Clay stares at Jack.
Why?
Clay's body lies on the operating table. As Penny talks on the phone, Sam slips into the operating room.
Did she sleep? Oh, no, no. Everything's fine. Just give her a kiss from me and tell her I'll be home soon.
In flashback, Clay's spirit observes Jack.
Say that again.
Wife, what did I have to do to you?
Sam is nearby.
What does she do to you? Huh? How the fuck could you do this to us?
What are you doing in here?
Wanted to see how it was going.
Hearing this, Clay stops.
Sam.
Sam is with Dr. Putnam.
How's it going? Is everything okay?
Yeah.
Sam.
In the corridor.
They're trying to kill me.
I just had an interesting chat with some guy named Larry.
Everything's fine. You shouldn't be in here.
No. Don't trust him, baby. He's lying to you.
Are you sure everything's fine?
There is nothing wrong. Everything is under control.
Bullshit. What the hell's going on in here?
That's right. Come on, baby.
Where the fuck is Fitzpatrick?
I just spoke to him. He's at home.
What do you mean he's at home?
Backing out.
He's backing out?
What?
He can't back out.
Do you want me to call him back?
No, he's an idiot. We'll deal with him later. What about this Larry guy? Does he have a clue?
None. What about her?
Are you kidding? She's ready to adopt me. Everything's fine.
Clay's spirit stares at Sam in the corridor, who smiles.
Everything is fine, right? Right?
In the operating room, Sam looks concerned.
Jack? You okay?
Jack steps away from the operating table.
Jack?
Sam looks back at Dr. Putnam.
Get her a gown.
What about Larry?
I'll watch for him. Just hurry.
Penny puts a gown on Sam. Jack is hunkered down by the wall.
Finish putting him on bypass.
Clay's body lies on the operating table with the tube in his mouth. Sam squats down beside Jack, who toys with his scalpel.
Jack.
It was my idea, Sam,
Jesus.
I can pull the plug if I want to.
Everything is working, Jack. Okay?
There he is.
I got him to marry me.
End of the hour.
Sam?
Sam, I've heard a lot about you.
Christ, they know her.
Sorry I'm late. Had a hard time getting a sitter. Penny Carver. Pleasure to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too. Sorry about him.
That's all right. I'm used to it by now.
So,
how the hell do they all know her?
Clay listens to Sam and Jack.
We didn't used to give our lives for nothing, did we, Jack? Nobody knows I worked your team.
What?
I changed my name. Clear. We're totally in the clear.
Yeah, they're all mine. It's kind of depressing to know that your whole life can just fit on one wall. Your dream is to one day fill up this one.
Jack, you know how much we owe from the lawsuits. The insurance won't cover it.
I can't just kill him, Sam.
This is our only way out.
Sam is in the group photo in Jack's office.
Without this money, we're finished. He has to.
Clay stares at the picture.
Fuck.
It's just money, Sam. I'd rather stay in debt than go to jail.
Jesus, Jack. Grow some fucking balls.
Hey, I started this whole thing, remember? He landed on my table. I brought you in. I brought all of y'all in. It's my choice. And I wasn't the one that nearly screwed this whole thing up, was I?
He's right, you know. I would have had that ring on my finger in 2 months.
Really? Well, if you hadn't gotten knocked up, maybe you would have had the chance, wouldn't you?
Just go, Penny, all right?
Penny looks disgusted and goes.
Jack, think about it. No more triple shifts.
She takes off his surgery mask.
No more 30-hour days. Even if we settle the will, we're rich. You know what $100 million is, four ways.
She gazes at him.
He's a transplant patient, Jack. They all die eventually.
Yeah. They all die eventually.
Clay's spirit sits in the waiting area. He observes the moment several hours earlier when Lilith pleaded with him.
Look at me. This isn't about her.
I'm so sorry.
I'm not risking your life on some second-rate doctor.
He's my friend, Mother. I trust him. I really wish you'd start trusting me.
Quickly, watch your fingers.
In the operating room.
It's almost a...
Oh, shit.
In the waiting area, Clay's spirit clutches his chest.
I need some suction.
No. Please, God, no.
Just let that side to him.
Oh, no, please, God. No.
In the waiting area, Clay's spirit shakes in agony. The heart is removed from Clay's body.
Thank you. You sure Larry's not close?
We're fine, don't worry.
We gotta hurry all the same, okay, Jack? Let's just keep it moving.
All right, just pass over the new heart.
What?
Pass over the new heart.
But we haven't injected it yet.
Pass it over.
The new heart.
What are you doing? Where's the syringe? Give it to me. Come on.
Move your fucking hand.
Sam has the syringe.
I want you to take this.
She flicks it.
Inject the heart and put it in the body. Okay?
Jack looks at her, then looks down.
You led us here. Finish what you started.
Just do it, Jack. Let's get this over with.
Jack injects the heart. Sam looks down at Clay.
Sorry, baby.
Sam gazes at Clay, then removes her blue scrubs.
He really loved you, Sam.
He didn't even know me, Jack. We never even met.
A tear rolls from the eye of Clay on the operating table. Clay's spirit in the waiting area is tearful and confused.
Wait. Hold on.
He leans forward, lets tears drop onto his fingers and stares at them.
Holy shit. Holy shit.
Tears roll down his face. Sam walks along a corridor with a calm expression, almost smiling. She licks her lips. Sam walks into the waiting area. Lilith stands up. Sam wears a serious expression.
Is he okay? Is everything okay? They wouldn't say.
They were gone so long.
I know.
It started.
I know. I'm scared too.
They both look grave-faced. Clay's spirit sprints along a corridor. Larry walks back into the operating room where Dr. Putnam and Jack work on Clay's body.
Hey guys, survive without me? So far so good, smooth sailing.
Wow.
Well, you guys are flying.
What's your flow?
Clay comes in.
Larry. Look at my eye. Come on, man, can you see that? Why am I crying, huh? Something's wrong. Larry, look! Come on, man, look at my eye. Come on, Larry, look!
No one can see or hear Clay's spirit. Larry goes over to observe the operation. Clay on the operating table has a tear rolling down his cheek. Clay's spirit watches Larry desperately. Larry holds out his hand.
Wait, hold on.
Jack and Dr. Putnam stop and stare at Larry.
Yeah, you got it, come on.
I'm sorry, I can't go to the game tonight. My old lady and I have a date.
Clay looks devastated and sinks down onto the floor.
You.
Why don't I give you both tickets?
Sure. You take your old lady, make a night of it, go out on the town.
In the waiting area, Lilith opens her eyes.
Something's wrong. I can feel like something's wrong. When is it?
I can't just sit here like this. They should have told us something by now. Listen to me.
No, you don't understand. He's not just my son. I was a kid when I had him.
He's gonna be fine.
We've grown up together. It's me and him.
He's not gonna die. Not now. Not today. He's gonna live.
How can you be so sure?
Because he's got too much to live for.
Clay's spirit walks out of the hospital. He sees himself as he walked out earlier, talking on the phone.
I've got a big Halloween party for you. How about I see you got off?
I'm in town right now.
Well, I can't.
I know it's daylight now, but I missed you.
You look beautiful, son.
I do?
Look at you.
Yeah, you do. I should tell you that more often.
What would the old man think of you now?
Clay walks along a subway platform.
You lost it all, Clay. Everything he gave you, everything he made, it's gone. You gave it all away.
Clay's new heart is in place.
Okay.
All right, pressure down.
Pressure down.
Okay,
release the clamp. Cross clamp, released.
Wait a minute. Wait, something's wrong. Okay, reclamp. He's fibbing. You getting anything?
Nothing.
All right, charge paddles. Now, come on now, Penny, hurry.
Put him on Amio.
You know, you really shouldn't smoke these things. It's not good for you.
A flashback.
Especially with your condition.
My condition?
Yep.
How do you know about my condition?
So many details.
I know a lot more about you than you think.
I didn't even see you.
Is that a fact?
Yes.
Christ, I missed everything. What was I looking at? Was I looking at you? I hope you're happy, Sam. And I hope you get what you deserve.
You got nothing?
Okay.
Paddles to 20. Emil's running.
Charge.
Charge it again.
They shock the heart.
Charge.
Are your lads okay? Charge it to 40, please.
Charge.
Jesus. Charge it one more time, please.
Charge.
Don't fight it.
Please charge it one more time.
Charge.
Marry me.
What?
Here we go. Tonight, right now, marry me.
It's the middle of the night.
Clay's spirit sits in his mother's house smoking a cigarette.
No, not yet. Just one more time.
It's all for Jack. He's done. We have to put him back on.
No, what about the adrenaline?
Won't make a difference.
Shot of adrenaline, please. Please!
Larry gives Jack the syringe of adrenaline.
Son of a bitch.
Jack.
You sure there's no air?
No air. I'm looking at it. No air.
It's over, Jack.
Shit.
I'm sorry, Jack.
As Clay smokes, a light goes out.
It's my fault.
No.
It's my fault.
Jack, come on.
No, it is. It's gotta be something I could have done. It's something I could have tried.
Jack, you did everything you could do.
Did I?
You did all you could do, Jack. It's a bad heart.
Jack takes off his glasses, which have magnifying lenses. Distressed, he turns away. Larry looks down at Clay.
We should tell the family. Any volunteers?
I'll do it.
I'm the one that should be talking to them.
Jack turns to go. Dr. Putnam takes off his surgery glasses.
I'll go with him.
Yeah. Thank you.
Penny watches them go. Lilith and Sam sit next to each other in the waiting area, both lost in their thoughts. Jack walks up in his blue scrubs. Larry stands behind him.
So?
Jack takes off his glasses and shakes his head.
He rejected the heart.
Lilith frowns.
We did everything we could, but the organ failed, and I am so sorry.
Sam sits. Lilith stares at Jack in disbelief.
The organ failed?
Yes, it wouldn't respond to the procedure. But in cases like this, it's not uncommon
Don't
for...
Don't you mean you failed?
No, we...
He looks round.
We did everything that we could. It's just an imperfect procedure.
Say
what?
When I hear you say it, I want to hear you say, you failed, my son.
Open-mouthed, Jack watches Lilith take a seat.
It shouldn't have been you. It should never have been you. I fucking knew it.
Inconsolable, she bows her head.
I'm sorry, Sam.
Jack walks away past Larry. Sam thoughtfully rests her hand against her chin. Larry steps closer.
I'm afraid we're going to need your permission to take him off bypass.
What?
We'll need your permission. I'm so sorry to have to ask.
I don't understand.
Tears stream down Lilith's face.
He's alive?
Yes. But his blood's being pumped by a machine. He has no heart.
Then get him another heart.
You don't understand. His blood type's too rare. We don't have one. I'm sorry. It's over.
Thank you.
Lilith gets up and walks away. Larry sits for an awkward moment longer, then gets up and looks at Sam.
I'll be in the hallway.
He goes. Sam looks at a distraught Lilith.
Lilith, could you leave me alone for a minute? Okay.
Sam turns and walks away. Lilith's eyes are red. She breathes in and sighs heavily. Tears roll down her face. His eyes glaze. Jack walks into the operating room. Penny and Dr. Putnam look at him.
It's done.
Penny smiles slightly. Dr. Putnam puts instruments away.
Okay.
Lilith walks along a corridor looking dazed. Clay's spirit, wearing blue scrubs, is still in his mother's house. A light goes out. He starts to walk up the stairs. Lilith sits alone in the hospital cafeteria with a cup of coffee in front of her. She stares into space. In a bedroom in Lilith's house, Clay sits on a bed. The cafeteria is empty apart from Lilith. In the bedroom, Clay flops down onto his side. His face is bathed in light from a bedside lamp. The light goes out. The room is pitch black. Lilith appears and strikes a match.
Hey.
Hey.
She lights a cigarette.
What are you doing?
She blows out the match. Larry walks into the cafeteria.
Hey.
Lilith rests her head against a wall.
Just want to see if you need anything. And see how you were doing. I know it's hard to even think about anything else right now, but...
She doesn't respond.
Are you okay?
He touches her shoulder. She stares blankly.
You okay?
Her head shifts forward limply. Larry finds an empty pill bottle in her clenched fist. In the bedroom, Lilith switches on the bedside lamp, and Clay looks at her.
What are you doing?
I wasn't staying out there without you.
A group of men and women run into the hospital cafeteria.
She's in here somewhere. Look around.
Their leader is Dr. Jonathan Nyer. He keeps looking round.
God damn it.
He finds Lilith dead.
Bailey, call the code.
It's too late.
Jonathan looks at Larry. He feels Lilith's neck for a pulse.
All right, let's prep her for surgery.
In the bedroom, Clay sits on the bed.
I don't understand.
You're going to live, Clay.
In the operating room...
You're gonna take it from here, Jack.
Jack looks startled.
It's too late. We did everything we could, but the body rejected the heart.
Well, I think we solved that problem.
Lilith's body is wheeled in. In the bedroom...
I have a strong heart, Clay.
Let's go. Let's prep her for transplant.
Always have.
She smiles. Her body lies in the operating room. Jonathan looks at Putnam and Jack.
You can go. We've been prepped.
What do you mean?
You can run. Police will be here soon. What'd you use, Jack? Formaldehyde? No, wait. Adriamycin. Right. Less residue.
Larry's outside.
Guys.
Jack, come on, let's go.
Penny walks out.
Jack, what are you doing? Let's go. Now, Jack.
From behind his mask, Jonathan looks at Jack sternly.
What the hell happened to you?
Jack slowly walks out. Bathed in the orange glow of the bedside lamp, Lilith looks at Clay imploringly.
I told you not to trust them.
I don't get it. You're telling me that you knew?
No, no. Not at first.
Flashbacks.
I had no idea. She did everything right. And then she made one little mistake.
She finds a purse.
She left her purse in the waiting room.
She goes through it.
Okay, thanks. I've got 5 minutes. You know where I'll be. I don't trust anyone else. It has to be you. The mail, Clay.
She finds letters.
She still had her mail. Wait, Jonathan?
One's addressed to Samantha Lockwood, and another from a school of nursing to Samantha Tunnell, the orderly.
Haven't I seen you around?
Only took me a second to put it together.
Sometimes you have to hold the button down for a while to get it to work.
She'd been to that hospital before.
You're not a doctor at this hospital. I mean, you don't work here, do you?
It's a pleasure to meet you.
Larry holds out his hand to Sam.
Why didn't you just say something?
There was no time. You were dying, you needed a heart.
Clay frowns sadly.
I had no choice.
In the cafeteria, she overdoses. In the operating room.
Get a DLP vent ready. Blue's your vent.
Doctor, how does he look?
I'm terrible. He's been on bypass too long. Let's prep a new organ.
So gonna attempt transplant?
Well, I'm out here to do an autopsy.
Lilith is prepared.
Give me a knife in a flat path. Sorry, Lilith. I'm so sorry.
Penny and Dr. Putnam walk past a security desk.
I'm looking for it. Okay, here we go. Transplant. Operating room.
Penny makes a phone call.
Becky, it's me. Listen, get her up and get her dressed now. I'm coming back. Becky, just do it, okay?
They go to a lift and Dr. Putnam jabs at the call button. Larry sees them.
Doctor. Larry, you're not going to believe what...
Over here!
A policeman comes over. Penny starts to walk away and another cop appears.
Stop. Hands up!
Penny freezes and puts her hands up. The first cop slams Putnam against a wall. A third cop handcuffs Penny. In the operating room...
Need a heart. Heart be in position.
Jonathan picks up the heart.
Get a 3-0 ready.
I don't know, it's too fast. What if...
I'll do the worrying. Here, what's that clean?
Pick up stitch.
Come on.
The heart's in place.
Load the mill or no? It's your ischemic time. We need to move.
Sam looks down a corridor and sees Penny and Dr. Putnam being taken by the police. Jack comes up and grabs her shoulder. They go into Jack's office.
What the fuck is going on?
Relax. What did I tell you? I told you I was going to look after you, didn't I? You trusted me this far, so just keep quiet. I almost forgot. I've had this way too long to leave this behind.
He grabs a camera.
Rewind. Wet his hands.
Jonathan works quickly.
John,
we're almost there. We're almost there. Scissor. Cut. Head down. Pressure down. Cross clamp off.
They look at the pulsing monitor.
We got rhythm.
Looks good.
In the office, Sam watches Jack search through drawers.
I can't go with you.
Jack straightens up and looks at her, shocked.
What?
They want you. You're the one who injected the heart, not me. They don't want me.
She casually shrugs. He steps towards her.
Sam.
I'm sorry. I'm just the grieving widow, remember?
Jack stares at Sam as she opens the door and walks out.
I didn't do anything wrong.
We did.
No.
He locks the door and holds up a bag containing a syringe.
It's gonna be kind of hard to play a grieving widow with your fingerprints all on a syringe.
Jack. Jack, come on. Let me in. Jack. Come on. Please. Goddamn, you open the fucking door! Open the door now! Jack, please!
He takes a photo.
Fucking door!
Yeah, Sam.
Jack!
Sam marches off. Jack sits and drops the framed photos and the bag with the syringe in it onto the desk. In the operating room.
Closing the chest. Pressure okay?
No Velcro. Sloppy wet. Wet.
Scissor, please.
Clay's chest is sewn up.
Cut.
The stitches are complete. Jonathan tilts his head back and rolls it from side to side. His colleagues look at him.
Great job.
Yeah.
We do what we can.
Amazing.
Absolutely.
The monitor stops pulsing.
Okay. Is it fib?
Shit.
Get
Give me an Aunt Bappy now.
Clay.
Come on, Clayton. I'm trying to be a hero here. Don't make me look bad.
In the bedroom.
I'm going to stay here with you. There's no one left for me out there anyway.
You don't need anyone else. You do it yourself, Clay. You're strong.
Not him. I tried, Mom. Really, I did, but I'm just not him.
Still in fifth.
Clay.
Never gonna be.
Charging
paddles. I don't want you to be.
We're losing him.
Jonathan holds defibrillator paddles.
200. Clear.
He gives Claire a shock.
Come on. I have to show you something.
Claire is a child.
I don't want to see this.
I'm afraid you have to. Remember, Clay.
I am remembering. I'm watching the TV. What do you want from me?
No, you're not. Look.
In a mirror, he sees his parents arguing.
You're listening. Talk about this, Lily.
How many fucking times? I don't want to remember anymore.
Jesus, don't you're never dead.
Shut up. I gotta get the fuck out.
This is bullshit. This is just my imagination, that's all.
It's gonna make you happy, darling.
Just watch.
The operating room.
Wait, come on.
No change. Give me 300. Start mixing amio.
Clayton, come on.
Charge.
Clear.
Jonathan gives Clay another shock. In flashback.
Daddy.
Young Clay walks towards his parents.
Hey, stop talking.
His father drinks alcohol.
Dad.
All right, I heard you the first time.
He snorts drugs.
It's Christmas.
Clay's father slaps Lilith and throws a box.
Daddy, please.
Jesus, would you two ever shut up? This is what you want, Lilith, isn't it? Huh? How's this look? Just make you happy?
Daddy, please!
All right, that's it.
Please leave him alone.
You couldn't keep your mouth shut, could you, Clay?
Clayton.
Come here.
Please.
Come here!
Clayton!
Come here!
Clay's father is wearing a Santa suit. His head jolts forward, and he feels his neck. There's blood on his hand. He turns round. Lilith is behind him. She drops a steel poker.
I said leave him alone.
Clay's father's eyelids flicker and close. He collapses to the floor. Young Clay and Lilith stare in horror. Clay looks down at his father, who lies sprawled on his back. Lilith kneels down in front of Clay, with tears rolling down her cheeks. They hug each other tightly. In the operating room, Jonathan gives Clay another shock.
Still in fifth. Give me 360.
Last one.
No, again.
360.
Clear.
In flashback, Clay's father is wheeled to an ambulance. His body is covered with a blue sheet. Young Clay and Lilith stand watching.
You didn't want to remember, Clay.
She holds him close.
I let you forget because I thought the truth would be too hard to live with.
In the bedroom, Clay looks shocked.
I thought I was protecting you. But all I did was cause you more pain. I am so sorry. I'm not proud of what I became, Clay. But I am proud of what you've become. You're 100 times the man he was. You always were.
Clay's spirit walks up to Lilith and stands close to her. She smiles lovingly and rests her hand against his neck.
It's time for you to live.
She wraps her arms around him and holds him close. Tears roll down her cheeks, and Clay looks overwhelmed. Lilith clasps his shoulders and regards him smiling. He looks back at her resolutely. A slight smile flickers on Clay's lips. With tears glistening in his eyes, he turns and walks away from Lilith.
Wait. Stop. We got it.
The monitor pulses and Jonathan looks down at Clay.
Welcome back, Clayton. Welcome back.
Thanks, Nathan. He's holding his pressure.
Jack sits at his desk in his office.
At 6:32 this morning, on Thursday, the 1st of November, Clayton Beresford Jr. died on my operating table.
He puts the syringe on the framed photos.
2.5 hours later, his life was saved.
Outside, a man tries to unlock the office door.
There are no excuses for what we did. There's no defense. No one to blame but us.
Cops chase after Sam.
We got what we deserved.
Sam's pinned down.
Clay would have his revenge. And justice would finally be served.
Sam is marched away.
For despite all the secrets, despite all the lies and the terrible loss,
tape is removed from Clay's eyelids.
Only one thing really matters now. He is awake.
Lying on the operating table, Clay opens his eyes. Audio description by Deluxe.